O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves, that we may be the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
There is a big difference between a tourist and a pilgrim. Now, I know we've just had Thanksgiving. I don't mean a Thanksgiving pilgrim. I mean someone who has intentionally set out on a pilgrimage. Tourists take pictures, buy souvenirs, send postcards or emails to their friends back home, maybe blog about their trip, and often try to pack as much sightseeing into one trip as is humanly possible. Tourists go places for fun and excitement and relaxation, and there's nothing wrong with that. But tourists do not usually set out to have their lives changed. Someone who is on a pilgrimage has a different intention from the start. People on pilgrimage set out on a journey to find God. They do not pack their trip full, every moment planned. They leave some spaces wide open so they have time to reflect and time to notice how God is at work in their lives and the world around them. People go on a pilgrimage knowing that their lives will probably be changed, whether that pilgrimage takes them far from home or is done in their own backyard. Over the years, I've been on two different pilgrimages with youth groups for the Journey to Adulthood program. One was in Appalachia and one was in Nova Scotia. And both pilgrimages were amazing experiences, both for the youth and for the leaders. Today is the first day of Advent. And in Advent, the church calls all of us to a great pilgrimage. The word Advent comes from the Latin adventus, which means coming. In Advent, we are to prepare for the coming of Christ. We are called to be pilgrims, not tourists, through this season of anticipation, of waiting for Christ's coming. Now, tourists almost always use maps, or nowadays GPS devices, when they are in unfamiliar territory. There are not always maps available for the spiritual journey of a pilgrim. Most of us, I think, would like some kind of a roadmap, a personalized itinerary, perhaps, of our life's journey. We know what to expect then. Even better would be the kind of map that the AAA Club used to put together for you for a long trip. One of those triptychs that charted every road and rotary and major intersection between you and your destination. When we made our first big move as a family from Atlanta to Maine, we had one of those AAA triptychs. We had a car, a van, a very big car-sick dog who drooled all the way to Maine, and our two boys who were 3 and 7 at the time. We had quite enough adventure with that, and I wouldn't have wanted to do that trip without that triptych. Every time we turned a page, we knew that we were that much closer to Maine. We knew where we were going, and we knew where we were most of the time. Many of us would like a map like that for our spiritual life, because with a map, we think we could be prepared for the delays, the detours, the speeding tickets, the flat tires, the highway accidents of life. But we don't get a triptych for our spiritual journey. At best, we have the guidance of others who have struggled with similar bumps in the road. We don't always even get the road signs along the way that can be so helpful. Toll ahead, great food, Clara's Clam Shack, 30 minutes ahead, no services next 100 miles, scenic view, and my favorite, road work, next 29 miles, prepare for delays. The season of Advent does give us some road signs, however. Beware, keep alert, keep awake, says Jesus in Mark's Gospel. How do we interpret these signs that were written for us so long ago? How can these signs help us in our Advent pilgrimage? Well, first of all, these are not directional signs. They do not tell us where to go or exactly what is ahead of us. They are signs that tell us how to be. We are to be awake. We are to be alert. We are to be ready. And being awake, alert, and ready during Advent has a lot to do with being more like pilgrims than tourists. People who are on a pilgrimage try to live in the moment, try to be fully present to themselves and other people, rather than being constantly distracted by the past or the future, which unfortunately many of us are in normal life. Pilgrims find meaning and purpose in the simple things of life, sharing a meal with family and friends, enjoying the wonder of God's creation, spending time with a lonely person, or a toddler, or a teenager. Pilgrims are always looking for signs of God's presence in the world around them. And pilgrims risk being changed by their experiences. They risk stepping out into the unknown in order to find God. Saint John of the Cross, one of the church's most trusted guides for our spiritual journey, tells us this: to come to the knowledge you have not, you must go by a way you know not. To come to the knowledge you have not, you must go by a way you know not. What would it mean for you to take a risk this Advent? What would it mean for you to go by a way you know not? Perhaps it might mean spending time with people you ordinarily wouldn't spend time with, perhaps in a volunteer capacity, or giving more away to those in need. Or maybe it would be spending more time in silence and prayer each day. Or maybe working on a difficult relationship, perhaps someone in your family or your workplace. Keep awake, be alert, Jesus tells us. These signs can help us navigate the journey of Advent. And God will be with us. The Hebrew people spoke of the walking God. God was in the ark, which could travel with them. God was in the tent of meeting, where Moses could come and go and commune with God. And God appeared to them as a pillar of fire to light their way. The first Christians walked with Jesus along the dusty roads and later found that Jesus was still with them after his resurrection. Our God is a God who comes to us as a pillar of fire, as a baby in a manger, as a triumphant ruler at the end of time as we know it. Our God is a God who walks with us on our pilgrimage. We journey toward God only to find that God is already walking beside us. And in retrospect, we do get our triptychs. We get them in reverse. They do not come to us ready-made ahead of time, but we can create them with God's grace. After a span of a year, or perhaps many years, as we look back on how God has been active in our lives, we can draw our own pilgrimage map. Yes, God was there when my father died, and the love of friends, the amazing synchronicities, the powerful dreams. Yes, God was there in the 80s when I was divorced, in the supportive community, the humbling of self, and the new life that finally broke through the grief. Yes, God was there in every important point in my life, helping to direct and support and challenge and nurture me. I couldn't always see it or feel it at the time, but looking back, the way is very clear. This Advent, the Church invites you to accept the call of pilgrimage. Don't go through this holy season as a tourist who comes and goes and does not wish to be changed. Take the risk of pilgrimage, and God will show you the next step, the very next step on your journey, which is all we ever really need to know, anyway. Amen.